A person who is mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis is eligible to a serious punishment. The one who is careful to make it as nice as possible and achachila, you will see the shechina. Mishabu brings the mitzvah to make a nice talus and nice tzitzis. After you put on his talus, you should put on his tefillin. The idea behind it is that tefillin is considered a high level of kedusha, and we go from the low level to the high level. Machleim say that if you have money only for tzitzis or tefillin, you should buy the tefillin, because there's no chiyuv to have the tzitzis. It's a proper thing to get one, but if you don't have it, not only in a mitzvah where it's tefillin, you have a chiyuv to put on the tefillin. Also, if you have money for a nice talis or a nice tefillin, you should invest in the tefillin to make it more mechuda. Does not have money for either of the two, he's not required to go around asking for stocking for his mitzvahs. And Mubani should try to limit his expenses so that he would have enough money for it. Kamufan, if he doesn't have tefillin, he should ask from other people to borrow their tefillin. Continues the Mechaber, Hanichon, Kis, the tefillin, Vatalas, Tov, Kis, Achas. Shichon, Yizor, Shalom, Yinach, Kis, tefillin, Namalat, Veshilo, Yitzga, Tem, Tchil, Vitov, Hanichon, Koy, Vatalas, Kidei, Shalom, Yad, Al, Mitzvah. It's a rule of, Ey, Madrim, Al, Mitzvah. If I, one mitzvah is in front of me, I'm not allowed to go past it and do the second mitzvah. Based on this, the Mechaber says that if you put your tefillin on top of the talus, you always see the tefillin, approach the tefillin first, and you're going to have to put the tefillin on before the talus, not like we said before. So therefore, if they're in the same sack, you should make sure that it's put in a way that you'll reach the talus before the tefillin. It's the way of doing it, even though it's better not to put the talus on the tefillin because it's not a kedusha. You can put the tefillin further in and the talus jutting a little further out, and that way you reach the talus first. And we find if a person does not want to put on the tefillin, doesn't have to put them on just because he reaches them first. So maybe when you want to put on both, and you get to the tefillin before the talus, and you have to put that on. Shabbos says an extension of this idea. What happens if you're at home, and you want to put on your talus and your tefillin? And in the first room, you have the tefillin. Second room, you have the talus. So do you have to first put on the tefillin and then after the talus? The Shabu says yes. Since you're going to reach the tefillin first, even though you're not holding it, the one that you come to first is the one you have to put on first. If somebody had the tefillin on first, and he should have put on the tefillin first, he had the tefillin in front of him, he should have put on it first, but he didn't, or put them down and put on the talus first. Once he fixes the talus, then he has to finish putting on the talus, because he's involved in damage. The Ramos says, "Mil matfilin muzman biyada ve'ein loy titzis ein tzarich la'amten al titzis elamani atfilin shemivim talus ma'atva." Even though we said you normally put on the titzis first, but if you don't have the titzis in front of him, then you're allowed to put on the tefillin, and whenever you get to the talus, then you put on the talus.